Sí, tiene más
We were talking that how he is seventh Goswami, even though he was a householder, you know, with 11 children to take care. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared in a very aristocratic family, but this family got struck with misfortune. They have property, they have so many things, regality, you know, as if they are big jamindar, so, you know. But yet, untimely death due to epidemics like cholera, you know, the whole family became victimized, and this property got squandered, and there were very few members existed, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was a young boy, and he himself got inflicted so many times. So his education was a little disturbed, you know. Sometimes he had to discontinue, sometimes with the help of some European friends, you know. He would encourage, because he was a very brilliant child. So, but he has to go through so many physical problems, you know. So, at that time the British, you know, were establishing themselves in East India Company, and they had dubious plans to do, you know, about India. You know, the whole India would be completely duped under this treacherous scheme. So during that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur happened to be friendly with them. It's not a controversy, but it's friendly, because his situation was such that unless and until they encourage him, his education, his you know, livelihood and everything was under jeopardy. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur knowingly, as if he tolerated some of these dubious games, as if he didn't understand, you know, he was simply remaining aware. But upon the later situation, that he was to be posted, you know, for, you know, maintaining his family, they helped him to come to the magistrate post also, right? So at several places he was posted, but he had fond to write, you know, essays and poetry, and such things were mundane in nature, material in nature. And they were appreciating, so they were thinking that he is a scholastic mind, this and that. So all those so-called material qualifications were, you know, endowed in him. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the help needed to establish himself. All right, Ade. You are right on time.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yay. We missed you in Sua. Hare Bol.
How are you, Maharaj?
I'm like a horse. I have increased my weight.
No, you haven't.
Really? They said that they fed me so much.
I have been stealing sweets.
I can't explain. I have to tell all the secrets. No. Anyway, so some people think that by studying the early life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is a little controversial, because they do not indicate a pure devotee symptom, you know. But regardless, how Krishna is preparing his devotee in a mysterious way, a mundane mind cannot understand, you know. So when we see that during the time, even though Bhaktivinoda Thakur was aware that what British treacherous scheme to educate the Indians according to their own English understanding about our culture, our religion, our languages. They were so much derogatory that they were envious of this culture. They were envious of the coherency the Indians were showing amongst them, even though Muslims were there. You know, because the blood is the same, culture remains the same, you know. So, they were virtually, you know, grinding up something. And Robert McCauley and others, you know, at that time, they were the representatives of the crown, queen, Queen Elizabeth I, right? You know, they were supposed to investigate, feel the pulse, and then declare the no to, you know, expose their treacherous plan. So many things are written, documented, and they came out. And in recent, you know, you can go on internet and you will be, you know, virtually shocked to hear what their plans were. It's recorded plans, you know. But yet most of the Indian population remain completely ignorant of it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and some who were in educated circle, they knew it. You know, that his friends are going to do like this. Alright? But yet he tolerated some inconveniences. Not only that, when they started to use Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, he also remained very staunchly faithful to Bhagavad Dharma. And seemingly, they would send him to troubleshoot in so many occasions that Indians were in difference of opinion about the neo-modern Hinduism synthesis of Christianity and Hinduism called Brahmo Samaj, Raja Ram Mohan Roy and other. They are so much infamous character that they have been, you know, doing also very great harm to our religion. Alright? So, in troubleshooting then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would take, you know, opinion of Srimad Bhagavatam and try to postulate something different and give them different judgment. So, both will be calmed down. Smarthas will be calmed down, Brahmo Samaj will be calmed down, and yet glorification of the Vaishnava, you know, will be upheld. Right? Similarly, you know, there was one tantric who was calling himself God. You know, he was making good uproar in certain part of this West Bengal, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, was dispatched. So Britishers knew and used him where they could not make any progress. They can't legislate, but they want to stop the disturbance, because as if they were the great take care of you know, the British India Company, you know, trading company becomes mercenaries. So they were proliferating their vast interest throughout India, starting from Calcutta, you know, and So many people came and so many people were of same agenda, because they were all coming under the crown, the queen, you know, and had legislation. So they had a big ambition, you know. How to teach local Indians their own language through English? How to make them understand their own culture and all religious scriptures through English? So this treachery was very harmful. It has proven very harmful. That they were successful even to influence, you know, Tilak, Gandhi was little bit, little aloof, but because he had somebody else, and an atheist, his, mentor. But Dr. Radhakrishnan and others, they were all influenced by him. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew this, that these guys, even Prabhupada said, and I have a book on the ancient Hindu religion, the true nature of Hindu religion. So it has gone through such British... It has been written by this Prakashanand Saraswati. We were talking that Kripalu Sahajiya movement, you know, that guy, he has written, you know. But it is a very authentic record of the Indian history. And he has brought out all the different, you know, comparative ideas. Who induce in their mind? British, they were sending them to get educated, you know, to get educated and send them to London and other places, you know. So when they get influence to study, they master English because they were brilliant people. But British has treacherous plan to even pay them off to write the commentary based on impersonalism, based on British thought and pattern. So they even criticize our own literature. Dr. Radhakrishna and others, the scholars, and Prabhupada and all the Vaishnava acharyas, you know, they are completely opposing. So those who sided, and they were part of the Congress who were tutored by the British. You know, the Congress government is tutored by the British, and they still hold the same notion. So it became so disastrous that our Hindu culture was quite affected. Vaishnava culture was completely derogated. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as if in preparation, you know, he was coming out. But he thought it's the best opportunity to stick to Vaishnavism. So he was very desirous to read the missionary activity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is virtually created a rebellion, you know, 500 years back. So during Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was 400 years back. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, wanted to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he did not have an authentic copy. So somehow or another, he went to Midnapore, where there was a surviving Vaishnava group. Otherwise, Vaishnavas were so much discouraged by the Smarthas and others, you know. So at that time, real upheaval was not there. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, established this movement so fast and so much, but yet, and time to time, you know, it was, degenerated. In West Bengal especially, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, people became so much, envious, that they wanted to bank on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for themselves. You know, even the place of birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in question. And most of them They say he happened to be Nadia only. I mean, Navadvip, India, not anywhere else. So, the idea is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, when he was appointed magistrate in Krishnanagar, which is about 25 kilometers from Mayapur, you know, he chose to reside right opposite Jalangi, about 20 kilometers. And British were so much appreciative that they built a special railway for transportation for him, mm-hmm. and extended up to the old Navadvip area, you know, opposite Navadvip area. So it would stop specifically at his place to give him, you know, a ride all the way to Krishnanagar court, that he was the magistrate there. So during that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw the anomaly of disintegrating Vaishnava character, that people want to simply make profit out of so-called birthplace, the advertisement. There were 2-3 birthplaces of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were claiming. And everybody was fighting, mine is right and others is wrong, and like that. Yeah? So, but the Vaishnava character was completely, you know, not appreciated. Nityananda Nagari, Shekhi Bheki of Advaita Acharya Sampradaya, you know, they became asar due to not following the regulatory principles. So it so happened that Vaishnavism in Nadia was completely downgraded. Even though 3 other sampradayas were also born in Navadvip, you know, in Nityananda Charitra and Navadvip Parikrama, written by, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you will see that Lord Nityananda was guiding Nimbarkacharya. Then Vishnu Swami and so many great scholars came who were Rudra Sampradaya. Lord Shiva in Rudradvip is totally associated with developing Rudra Sampradaya, which is a Vaishnava Sampradaya. So they say the Pandavas also came during incognito years. So near Ekachakra they were residing, where Nityananda Prabhu was born. So there are so many places of pilgrimage, you know, and one needs a proper guide to go to all. They can't go to Ekachakra because it is quite far. It is rather 5-hour drive, you know, from Mayapur. But still, Nityananda Prabhu was appeared. But regardless, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw such anomaly. He was praying hard how to uplift Vaishnavism, because that is most important. So when he received Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami by a well-wishing friend, otherwise he was not in position to obtain, and where is the authentic literature, who has, it is too difficult to work out. So what we see, our movement is proliferating, you know, that is also a sluggish period, you know, so it comes up and goes down. But even after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, within a couple of 100 years, it went down. You know, if the Supreme Lord is appearing, don't think that if we do not follow the regulative principles and follow the guidance properly, then we will be able to continue the sampradaya. No. So somehow or another, ISKCON has to learn a lot from this. So the main branches were becoming asar, from Nityananda Nagari. And otherwise, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing in the Adi Leela so much about the transcendental nature of all these branches. So, eventually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also got many other manuscripts for authenticating the teachings of the predecessor Acharya, like even Haridas Thakur. So Harinam Chintamani was compiled by him, So Bhaktivinoda Thakur started writing prodigiously to uplift, just like Srila Prabhupada didn't care anything, but he translated the literature because books are the basis. So similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to write very prodigiously. So how these books were available, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur virtually uplifted the whole Vaishnava Sampradaya. And therefore, he was helped by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj in order to carry on the mission of his father. So the linkage of pure disciplic succession is unbroken, and that is the preservation, and we have to cling it to it. Who is preserving the glories of our predecessor Acharya? Srila Prabhupada did, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did. So we should not compromise for anything else, but rather we should follow in their footsteps. So this is important. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was meditating upon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was also investigating geologically so many artifacts and other things to trace out the real birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he was staying right opposite of the bank of Mayapur side, he was on the other side of Jalangi. Ganga is on the other side, but both of them meet at Mayapur. Right? Those who have gone to Mayapur, you must be knowing of it. So, in Godrum Dweep, which is on the upper side, other side where Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying, then his house is called Sukhda Kunj. What is that? There was one word on that before. Sukhada means it's for Bhakti Vinod's own, inner happiness. This area became his bhajana sthali. Alright? So it's called Sukhada Kunj. And then he was meditating once upon a time, to see. So he saw right opposite in Mayapur side a flash of light. He was amazed to see. So he went to investigate. He saw so many tulsi plants are growing simultaneously there. In no place. And this was under a Muslim local Qazi. And they don't grow tulsi. But how come here so many tulsis are growing? So somehow or another he goes to search out, and then he called his spiritual master, instructing spiritual master, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So he approved that this must be the place of Mahaprabhu. So they excavated a little bit, and they found Adokshaja Murti. Jagannath Mishra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, was worshipping Adokshaja Murti. So that Murti is still being visible. So where the Yoga Pit is built, that is the place. On that basis, he established that this is the original house of Jagannath Mishra, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, and there was a neem tree, you know, like that. There are other Shivalingas also found. So they also re-established Shivalingas there. So we are talking of only 100 years back, these things happened. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings has to be spread. So how does the Western world going to know about it? The West is very much active to convert India into Christian. So at that time, he wrote Life and Precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and sent to McGill University through his friends. And that was the birth year of Srila Prabhupada. So it's not an ordinary coincidence, you know. So in this way we see that the Lord is trying to plan out something. So in this way we can trace out that when Krishna wants to, propagate His holy name, Krishna, can you open? Hari Bol. Since you live nearby. Very, very. You should have stayed with us. So, we are talking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, Jagannath Das Babaji approved that place, right? And in 1896, he sent this particular Life and Precept of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to McGill University in Canada. You know, this book is still kept in the library, all right? But it has a significant, existence there, right? So Prabhupada came for the first time in almost same longitude and latitude where Montreal and New York is, hardly, about 400 miles away. So Bhaktivinoda shoot up his missile and the form of Prabhu almost right in identical place. So Srila Prabhupada came to New York, and he exposed all this. So devotees were very interested to look into the historical facts. So they went and searched out and gave Prabhupada, here is the book. He said, wow, look at that. So he said, it has a history, so please keep it there. All right? So he said that, and it is still, to be kept. But meanwhile, Prabhupada made the inroads, and Krishna made him instrument to, according to the predictions, things were working out. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also revealed in Nityananda Charitra that Nityananda Prabhu visualized an Adbhut Mandir, very extraordinary temple, and the same site where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So it's within the proximity we have these properties. Of course, the significance of such an Adbhut Mandir means it should be extraordinary. And Prabhupada already laid out some plans for making Vedic planetarium. So Prabhupada is in the preaching mood, want to exhibit the glory of India and our Vaishnava culture, especially extolling Srimad Bhagavatam and its teachings. Very, very important. So there is a composite plan, and devotees are concerned, since Bengal government is communist, you know, there are a lot of impediments coming. But Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitara Pravartan, we have to simply resort and surrender to Krishna and His desire. So it will happen, rather than we can do anything our own whims. Many devotees do not like the second design of this temple. You know, it looks like, you know, Capitol building in United States. But Prabhupada said the dome, Victorian dome. So dome may be there, but some devotees said the new design doesn't have any Indian architect. You know, any Indian architecture, there is no element. So they say that we have to put up the architecture according to our Indian style. And Indian means the Vedic style, and which is most appreciative and distinguishable from the other. Otherwise somebody say that if you just put cross, then it will look like a church. What is the use to do that? So some people have objected, and the quibbling is going on now. They want to take a vote. So this is proxy type of, you know, things. Discussions are ever mind-boggling, but it is going on. Devotees want to participate. They don't want simply somebody to go, you know. Of course, Alfred Ford, or Ambarish Das, is supposed to construct because Prabhupada commanded him. He's anxious to do it. He said, "We are getting old. When are we going to finish? Come on. We have money and everything. I don't need anybody." So, but when the design comes, then if it is objectionable, then he has to respond. Moreover, the government is not allowing us to build the temple where, you know, we have the legitimate access to. Instead, they want to break off all the fountains and garden area right in the front and make it compact, congested, you know, presentation. So somebody said, "Why not go off the road? Keep the gardens and everything very nice and intact. Why do you want to cluster around so many things?" So which are legitimate concerns, and they can improve. But anyway, these are the talks between the devotees, and they are relating their message to the governing body commissioner, so, you know, and they have to consider. You know. So let's see how things are. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted that all different races from all over the world will come and chant in ecstasy. So this is the very important aspect, and we are linked with our Paramparatpar Guru. You know, gurus, 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 guru. This is what we call, we are in the fifth generation. The Fiji devotees are also in fifth generation of their origin. So you can see British used, and during that time under British East India Company, your forefathers were also taken there. Right? So here we are all there to build up the Mayapur project. So that's very nice. It's 1:30 and we can have the Pushpanjali. Yeah. Alright? Then there will be small aarti. What's your program?
Whatever you decide.
My decision is that I'm having an appointment at 2 o'clock with somebody.
Oh really?
No. 3 o'clock.
We have to leave too.
Yeah. So it's already 1:30.
Pushpanjali.
Okay. Alright. Take flowers and I will recite the mantras, and you simply, when I say Pushpanjali, then you offer. Take 3 flowers each.
Thank you.
Drink. Come in, Fran. Recite after me. Om Agyanati Mirandasya.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya.
Anandjana Shalakaya. Vasindhubhyaya vacha,
Vipasindhubhyaya vacha,
Patitanam
Chaitanya.
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya.
Namine Gauratvishe Namaha.
Namine Gauratvishe Namaha.
Panchatattvatmakam Krishna.
Panchatattvatmakam Krishna.
Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam.
Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam.
Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam.
Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam.
Namami Bhakta Shaktikam.
Namami Bhakta Shaktikam.
Krishna Karna Sindhu,
Krishna Karna Sindhu,
Dina Bandhu Jagatpate,
Dina Bandhu Jagatpate,
Gopesha Gopika Kanta,
Gopesha Gopika Kanta,
Radha Kanta Namastute,
Radha Kanta Namastute,
Jayatam Surutau Pango,
Jayatam Surutau Pango,
Nama Mandama Dirgati,
Nama Mandama Dirgati,
Matsarva Swapadam Bhojo, Janarang Gaurangi,
Radhe
Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Namami Shri Hari Priye, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya,
Prabhu
Nityananda,
Shri
Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasadi Gaur Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Namo Bhakti Vinodaya,
Namo Bhakti Vinodaya,
Sachidananda Namine,
Sachidananda Namine,
Gaur Shakti Swarupaya,
Gaur Shakti Swarupaya,
Swarupanu Gavarayate, Not three at a time, one at a time, three times we have to chant. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya,
Namo Bhakti Vinodaya,
Chidananda Namine,
Chidananda Namine,
Gaur Shakti Swarupaya,
Gaur Shakti Swarupaya,
Rupanu Gavarayate, Namo Bhakti Vinodaya,
Namo Bhakti Vinodaya,
Sachidananda Namine,
Sachidananda Namine,
Gaur Shakti Swarupaya,
Gaur Shakti Swarupaya,
Panu Gavarayate,
Panu Gavarayate,
Esha Pushpanjali, Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki
jai.
Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki
jai.
Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Avirbhava Mahamahotsav ki
jai.
Jagat Guru Shrila Prabhupada ki
jai.